Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibrious Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized, one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Fun fact about me, I'm not a big drinker. And the older I get, the more I look for new ways to relax. If you're like me, consider Recess Mood, a healthier alternative to alcohol. Y'all already know self-care is essential here, and we are being more intentional with the things we put into our bodies. Recess Mood is a magnesium and adaptogen-infused sparkling water with real fruit goodness, only 20 calories and no added sugar. It enhances your mood and helps balance stress for that calm, cool, and collected feeling. And don't even get me started on the flavors, y'all. Strawberry rose, raspberry lemon, grapefruit tangerine. They are all very good, but right now the raspberry lemon is my absolute fave. So you deserve a healthier way to unwind, and Recess Mood is offering you 15% off. So head to takearecess.com/affirmations and treat yourself to a more relaxed, guilt-free you. And you can also find the link down in the show notes below. What is the holiday blues? The holiday blues is a temporary and often mild emotional state that some people experience during or after the holiday season. It's characterized by feelings of sadness, loneliness, or stress that can be triggered by various factors associated with the holidays. Now, there are many reasons why people might experience stress and sadness between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, including a lack of sleep, lack of downtime, unrealistic and increased expectations, family stress, financial stress, isolation, and grief, and anxiety about the new year ahead. Fortunately, there are ways you can address these concerns and ensure that you are taking care of yourself during the holiday season. What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your host, Tyra the Creative, actress, content creator, and mental health enthusiast, and we are at the final episode of 2023. Now, we are in the middle of the Home for the Holiday series. We have two episodes that are already live. You can go and listen to those. But this is episode 3 of our series, and Christmas is next week. So I really hope you guys have taken something from this series, even if you didn't go home for the holidays. I hope that it fed you in some way. So with that being said, you can listen to episode 1 and 2, and I've linked them down in the show notes below. And I just really wanted to do this series to provide a resource for people who are grasping at something to help get them through this time of year, regardless of where you are, if you're spending time with family, if you moved away and you're in a new place, maybe you are creating your own traditions. All of the above, I wanted to create a resource and hopefully give you something that you can implement into your holiday season. So with that being said, in the opening, we mentioned the holiday blues. And I really think all of us have experienced a sprinkle of this at least once in our lives. So in the last episode of Home for the Holidays, we are going to talk about ways to combat things like holiday blues and seasonal depression. But before we do, let's jump into our affirmation. This episode's affirmation is, I prioritize my well-being. Let's go ahead and drop in. I prioritize my well-being. I prioritize my well-being. I prioritize my well-being. I prioritize my well-being. What does it look like to prioritize your well-being? How does it feel? I prioritize my well-being. I prioritize my well-being. Let's truly drop in and see how that feels to prioritize our well-being, to say that we are going to prioritize our own well-being. What does that look like for you? Let's say it one last time together. I prioritize my well-being. I think this is a great affirmation to end 2023 with. And I just say that because this is the last episode that I'm going to record to go live in the year 2023, but we will pick up the podcast at the top of the year. We're not breaking like most other podcasts will be. So I'm glad that I chose this affirmation for our last episode, because this is something that will stick with you through the holiday season, and it's something that should be top of mind to start prioritizing yourself. And I really want to dive deep into what prioritization really is and what that can look like for us. But even during the holidays, I want you guys to know, well, this is what I think, you know, self-care is the priority. But why? Because in order to show up fully for our loved ones during the holidays, especially, we must first show up for ourselves. Now, this can look a lot of different ways and maybe can't be as extensive as it normally is for you. But one of my favorite ways to still practice self-care while I'm away from my safe space, which is my apartment in LA, is to practice indulging in micro self-care moments. Now, we will dive into this and more in this episode, so let's go ahead and get into it. So when I first started doing BetterHelp, which I've talked about a lot on the podcast, I was doing groupinars. And I took this groupinar. Well, let me tell you what a groupinar is. I'm like just saying words that we don't normally use in everyday speech. A groupinar is a webinar on BetterHelp that you participate in as a group, and you can actually engage and interact with one another. And one of the licensed therapists will teach you about a topic. Now, you can pick what you want to learn about. So I chose to learn about self-care, and I attended this 1 hour groupinar called Self-Care 101, where we learned the types of self-care. But there's tons of different lists and buckets of how many different types there are and what they are. So here is how I personally break it down. I break it down into 8 types of self-care: physical, emotional, social, spiritual, intellectual, professional, which is like your career, environmental, or I like to call it my atmosphere, and financial self-care. Now, we aren't going to dive deeply into each type, but knowing the categories
has helped me make sure I'm filling each and every one of those cups. For example, if my physical self-care is low, and before I even say that, a way that you can figure out how your self-care is low really has to do a lot with introspection and reflecting on yourself and taking inventory of what's going on inside. But if I know that I need to indulge in some physical self-care, I can exercise, I can get some sleep, or I can even take a nice bubble bath. But this isn't all self-care is. And this just popped into my head as well. As a gentle reminder, please remember that self-care is not selfish. And retraining your brain to think differently about self-care can help drastically if there are feelings of guilt surrounding the subject of self-care. Especially during the holidays, self-care is super important for me. We've talked about this in the first two episodes of this series, but staying in touch with self is what will keep you sane. It will keep you peaceful, it will keep you grounded, and it will keep your cup full. So you may be like, okay, Tyra, you talking about self-care. What are some practical ways that I can implement self-care during this time? These holidays are so hectic. I'm running around with my mama. My friends want to do this, that, and the third. I'm not getting good sleep. I'm making sure that all of my loved ones are good. I got to buy gifts. I got to make sure all the stuff I have on my to-do list is squared away and that I'm ready for the new year. Where can I find the time? Baby, you have to make time. You have to prioritize or you will run yourself into the ground. So I have a few practical ways for you guys that I'm, you know, practicing as well. And I love to say that each and every episode because I never want to come off as an expert. I'm not an expert. I'm just a Black girl telling y'all about my experience and hopefully connecting with you in some way by the things that I say, right? So number one, the first practical way that you can start indulging in self-care, and I really need to take this advice because I have been staying up so late since I've been home in Louisiana, which I'm home right now, you guys, is number one is getting enough sleep and scheduling downtime and nourishing yourself. A hectic holiday schedule with a lot of traveling or social gatherings can lead to exhaustion and lack of sleep, which increases your stress levels. So make sure you get enough sleep. And that can look a lot of different ways for everybody, but I like to get me a good 8 hours in. The second practical way that you can implement self-care during the holidays, and this is big, is to take a break from social media and set realistic expectations for yourself. Now, I'm not really big on the word realistic because of how it's normally used these days. But in this specific case, Instagram is a highlight reel and we can easily take a look at the snippets of people's lives and think we know the whole story, which we never do. We might assume everyone around us is happy. They got all the stuff that they want. Everything is going great for them. And we're the odd one out, which we never are. We are not the odd one out. And being too connected to our phones and to technology can put our brains into overload. So I'm gonna challenge you. Set a boundary. Give yourself a set amount of screen time each day while it's the holidays. And don't overindulge in social media. Don't worry about so-and-so Christmas pictures. Don't worry about Billy Bob and what he got for Christmas or what he got his girlfriend for Christmas or who got engaged. Or don't worry about none of that. Like the people be saying, even though like when they be saying what I'm about to say to y'all, they mean it as a way to check you or they be being rude. Do not overindulge in social media. Go outside and touch some grass, okay? It will seriously do the body good. Okay, the third thing is to slow down and breathe. And of course, this can be so much easier. All of this stuff can be so much easier said than done, but it's easy to get sucked into multitasking when you have a lot of things to cross off of your to-do list. So getting grounded in where you are at any given time can help you feel less overwhelmed. I've learned how to incorporate breath work into my daily life, and it has been an absolute game changer, y'all. So when we experience stress, we also sometimes hold our breath, meaning less oxygen gets to our brain. When you take the time to focus on your breathing and take some deep breaths, like do like 6 deep breaths, it sends signals to your nervous system that everything is okay, and it helps calm down any stressful feelings we're having at that moment. The fourth thing, which I already touched on at the beginning of the episode, is micro self-care moments. Now, we might not always feel like we have an hour, a day, 30 minutes sometimes. We feel like we don't have enough time to actually practice self-care, but break self-care into small manageable moments throughout the day. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the idea of setting aside a large block of time, focus on brief activities that bring you comfort. This could be taking a few minutes to practice deep breathing, like we talked about. Maybe fixing yourself a cup of tea and actually savoring it, listening to your favorite song, or even listening to lo-fi. These micro self-care moments can be easily integrated into a busy holiday schedule. And this is something that I have been using, and honestly, it's working for me. At least for now, it's working for me. Number 5, establish some boundaries. We've talked about this in the first episode of this series and the second episode of this series. I'm really trying to drive this home, and this is something that we all can always be working on, and our boundaries can sometimes change. So I do like to make sure that I'm always talking about setting boundaries, because it can look different from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, right? So clearly identify or clearly define and communicate your boundaries to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Whether it's you saying that you can't go to this party that your friend having, or setting specific times for you to get away from all of the hustle and bustle and all of the family to take a moment to yourself. It can also be something like designating a tech-free period where you ain't touching your phone. Your phone is in focus mode. You probably ain't watching TV. You might be sitting outside on the porch in nature, whatever the case may be. Creating boundaries is absolutely crucial. Communicate your needs assertively but kindly. Y'all already know, we talked about that in episode 1. And prioritize activities that align with your well-being. I think about it like this. Boundaries are a fence. And the fence is to keep the good stuff in and the bad stuff out. And whenever you have a moment where somebody is trying to either walk over your boundaries, disregard your boundaries, that's like somebody trying to break down your fence. And it's going to let all of the good stuff out. So in that same vein, you have to stick to your boundaries so that you can remain at peace with yourself, you can remain grounded, and you can remain with a full cup. The sixth thing that I wanted to bring up about implementing self-care, and I just want you guys to see, like, all of this that we're talking about is self-care. But it's not that self-care that people normally talk about, like the bubble baths, massages, and things. Self-care can look so many different ways. It's so extensive. And we're probably going to have to do a series on this in the new year. Let me know if you would like a series on self-care where we truly deep dive into what it actually is and all of the types. But anyways, number 6 for implementing self-care into a busy holiday schedule, delegate, y'all. Delegate and simplify your tasks. Recognize that you do not have to do everything alone. This was something that I really struggled with because I didn't want to burden anybody with what I had going on. But delegate. Delegate some tasks, ask for help, or just simplify your holiday responsibilities. Like, for example, maybe let's say that you have a partner or a family. Share your meal preparation. You don't have to do it all yourself. Divide the chores up. Maybe you wash a dish and somebody else clean the bathroom. Or if you're having a holiday party or you want your house to look festive, maybe you simplify your holiday decorations. I know some people might be like, oh girl, no, I'm putting up all my decorations. But maybe you don't have time to do that this year. For example, I'm at my mom's house and our Christmas tree isn't up. Now, Christmas is on Monday, but the tree isn't up because my mama simply did not have time to put it up, and she is perfectly fine with that. We have other Christmas decorations up, but the tree personally did not get up, and that's okay. We had to opt for simpler decorations so that we were not overwhelming ourselves. So reducing the burden of all of these tasks that come along with the holiday season that are tacked on to the things that you already have to do can free up time for self-care. And I think that delegation in itself is an act of self-care, maybe emotional self-care or even physical self-care sometimes if you're talking about doing labor and things like that. But embrace the idea that the holidays can be enjoyable without excessive stress. The thing is, self-care is a personal and ongoing process. So finding small, practical ways to integrate self-care into your routine can make a significant difference even during a busy holiday season.
With Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share something truly special with y'all. Have you ever thought about turning your mom's or mother figure's life stories into a beautiful book? Well, now you can with MyLifeInABook.com. Okay, so here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com sends your mom or your loved one a question via email, and they can either type their responses or record their voice. They compile all of their answers into a stunning keepsake book, preserving their stories for eternity. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that I recently lost my great-grandma, Willie Mae, and I would have loved to have a keepsake like this to keep her life's journey alive. I recently gifted Life in a Book to my grandma, her daughter, and I can't wait to experience her life through her memories, her words about her adventures and challenges she faced through her life. Plus, Life in a Book is incredibly easy to use, so I have full confidence that my mama can navigate it on her own. Ooh, and y'all, my favorite part is that they can even create an audiobook using her voice recording, so I'm super excited about that. So this Mother's Day, or as a Just Because gift, give a special loved one the gift of their own life story. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or your loved one this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 10% off today. Trust me, y'all, this is a gift that you all will treasure forever. Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility. It's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex, and I love how the host seemed to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or you just can't seem to find comfort in your body anymore, then it's time to try Hormone Harmony. Created by Happy Mammoth, this science-backed solution has become a phenomenon. With adaptogens to help your body adapt to hormonal changes, Hormone Harmony tackles hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and other things. Plus, with over 17,000 reviews mentioning feeling like myself again, it's a game changer. Get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com with code AFFIRMATIONS. Don't let menopause or hormonal changes hold you back. Try Hormone Harmony today.
Now it's time to put your money where your mouth is. The glue that holds all of this together is self-care. So, as my little gift to you, I made a worksheet. It's very quick and straightforward, and it's a tool for self-reflection and identifying areas of self-care that you may need to pay a little more attention to. So, in this worksheet, it's a bunch of yes and no questions. And once you have answered all of those yes and no questions, it will help you identify your weakest self-care categories. Once you've identified your weakest self-care categories, you're going to write down 5 self-care activities that you will try in the next 2 weeks to pour into you, to remind yourself that you love yourself and you prioritize your well-being. Because remember, self-care doesn't have to be extravagant and it doesn't have to take a lot of time. So I want you to really keep that in mind when you're filling in this worksheet. If the only thing you have time for is a micro self-care moment, that's okay. Indulge in that. So the worksheet is linked down below in the show notes. I want you guys to literally download it right now because this is not the end of the episode, but I want you to download the worksheet. And okay, so I did this in a previous episode and you guys actually really loved it. So this is a pretty easy worksheet, right? I am going to play lo-fi for you guys so we can do this worksheet together and we can really set some intentional time. Now, it's only going to be 10 minutes of lo-fi, and that gives you a small bookend. Something that my therapist talked to me about in one of our sessions is bookends, and that concept has really helped me not be so stressed out and overwhelmed about what I have going on through today. So basically, a bookend is when you have a set block of time to do a certain thing. So you know when it starts, when it ends, and what you do right afterwards, right? So we have 10 minutes to complete this self-care worksheet. Now, if you need more than 10 minutes, by all means, rewind the podcast a little bit and listen to the lo-fi over again. But the lo-fi is about to start in about 30 seconds. And do the worksheet, you guys, and implement those 5 new self-care activities. I really wanted to keep this episode very specific to self-care because we are in the last like week or so of 2023. So take this time to do the worksheet. And also in the worksheet, I do explain a little more about all of the types of self-care. So that'll be great to help out with really figuring out what self-care moments you want to incorporate into your life over the next 2 weeks. But thank you guys so much for rocking with me. 2023 has been a great year. And if you want to continue this conversation on via email or DM, let me know. Let me know what area of self-care you have to indulge in more. Let me know if you learned something. My biggest thing about all of this that I'm doing at Affirmations with Black Girls is to just be a resource. Be somebody that you can lean on, right? So download the worksheet. I keep saying it because I really want you guys to do it. Take 10 minutes to yourself. This in itself is an act of self-care. So download the worksheet. Listen to the lo-fi. Thank you guys so much for listening through to the podcast. If you have not listened to the first 2 episodes of Home for the Holidays, go ahead and take a listen. You don't have to be actually home with family to get something out of this series. So thank you guys so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, rate it and review it, and follow us on all of our socials. Thank you guys so much for listening. And the lo-fi is going to begin right now. Happy New Year. And I'll see you guys soon. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
So y'all know I am all about self-care. One of my favorite self-care activities is meditation. I've been using a meditation and sleep app called Calm that I think you guys would really like. I mean, I've talked about it on the podcast a few times, and I personally love the sleep stories. They're the perfect way to wind down and drift off to sleep after a long day. And to be honest, I recommend the ones that are actually for kids the most because they have the fun voices, music, and sound effects. I want to help you experience the joy meditation brings to my life, so I'm giving you a 7-day free trial of the app. Head to the link in the show notes to check out the Calm app and prepare to be more calm on a daily basis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.